Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, God's been really talking to me the last couple of days about suffering.
Oh, goodness.
I remember when I first got saved, you know, I started reading the book of Revelations, and, you know, I was Jesus love, you know, prophecy and things that are coming, and that was a wild, wild book when I first read it, and I was like, man.
Yeah.
And, of course, my theology at that time, man, we're definitely post-trib, it's post-trib, we're going to go through some stuff, man, we're going to suffer greatly. And, but anyway, you know, of course, as you grow as a believer, you know, you kind of look at things a little differently. And you read about suffering. You know, a lot of times we suffer because of our own foolishness.
Mm.
You know, but the Bible talks about, you know, to this we were called to suffer. You know, it's much greater to suffer for the cause of Christ, you know, for standing up for righteousness, you know.
Yes.
But how often is that the case? You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you hear the other side where people say, well, if you're suffering, obviously you've done something wrong.
Obviously.
You're obviously in sin. What have you done?
Right.
You know, but the Bible says clearly, you know, that's a lot of times that's something God's working, something else out in you.
Mm.
And I just had me reading a book of Job here recently, and just in the first couple of chapters, and that book's always...
That encouraged
baffled
me.
Yeah. Especially in the very beginning where it talks about, you know, when the angels and Satan were presenting themselves before the Lord. It's like, wow, I wonder what that meeting was like. And then, of course, then the Lord says to Satan, he says, have you considered my servant Job? There was no one on the earth like him. He is a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil. And, of course, here's Satan's reply to that. He says, well, does Job fear God for nothing? You know, have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all his goods? Have you not blessed the work of his hands, that his flocks and his herds that are spread throughout the land? But he says, but strike your hand against everything he has, and surely he will curse you to his face.
Mm.
But God says, okay, well, let's try that theory.
Mm.
So he gave him permission to do that. And so, you know, in a day, Job loses everything.
Wow.
Everything he loses, his flocks, his herds, his he lost servants, he lost all 10 of his children in a day.
Wow.
But in all that, Job did not curse the name of the Lord. So then, of course, that's the second time, you know, Satan appears before the Lord, and he goes, well, if you strike his body, his flesh, if you really just, you know, go against that, then obviously he'll definitely curse you to your face. So again, okay, give it a shot, see what happens. And then, I mean, we'll go into the whole thing, but, you know, obviously, Job did not curse the Lord. Went through major suffering. A serious, major suffering.
Mm.
I mean, his body was covered with boils to the point where he was, like, scraping the scabs off with pottery. And horrible, hard. I can imagine going through that. And, of course, Job went on that journey, you know, of self-pity and whatever, and questioning God, but he never cursed God. He never talked against the Lord. He knew better than that because he did fear the Lord.
Mm.
Of course, his encouragers were of no help. His wife even said, curse God and die.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I was like, great. Bad enough, I'm dying over here.
Encourage me here.
You're right. You're over here shooting your mouth off. Like, just go away. Just go away. But if
curse God. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. But if you read in James, it says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you are mature, complete, and not lacking anything. A lot of times people are just fair-weather believers, you know, they're they're all about God and everything. Everything's just great and everything's going right.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the first wind comes along,
first trial,
they're gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't fell out the church. You know, they quit tithing. You know, everything just, you know, comes to an end.
I'm done.
It's over. This God thing ain't working.
Mm.
You know, obviously, you know, you sinned kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's a testing of our faith. it's those times of trials and sufferings. He's saying, consider it pure joy. Mm. Those are the times that our characters are built, you know, which makes you stronger.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a negative thing, which doesn't make sense to the natural mind.
Sure.
Like, how can this suffering be good? How can these boils be good? How can all my losing everything be a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the rest of the story of Job, he gets it all back. I think it was like sevenfold.
And then some.
And
yeah.
then some. I mean, it was like, if you hang on,
mm-hmm.
if you don't quit,
right.
you know, if you don't give up,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a blessing on the other end of this.
Sure.
You know, but you're going to learn something through this trial.
Right.
And that is so powerful, so true. I think about in Hebrews, when Jesus, Hebrews 5, says during...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, although he was a son,
mm-hmm.
he learned obedience from what he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Mm.
I mean, he's like, wait a minute. Jesus.
All right.
Jesus suffered. He learned obedience by what he suffered. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. wow. And it was reverent submission. And get this. And once he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation. He had to be made perfect. The suffering made him perfect. And once he was made perfect at that time, he became the source of eternal salvation. And it's like, man, you got to be willing to go through. So God's mm-hmm. doing something.
Right.
Now, we talked about that in a segment not too long ago. It says, don't think it's strange. God's just working on you.
Exactly.
And you can find that on the VFN Torch. Don't think it's strange.
Right. If Jesus had to suffer. If Jesus had to suffer, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on. You can go through that little trial. Come on.
Right.
You know, yeah. you're not being crucified.
Yeah.
You know, you're not having your beaten and flogged and having your beard ripped out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
You can hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I also read in Matthew 5, it says, he says, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good.
Mm.
And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing strange that you go through things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you come to God doesn't mean you're never going to go through anything ever again. It's not this get out of jail free card. It's not, mm-hmm. everything's going to be perfect and just wonderful now. It's not like that.
No.
You know, not like that at all. And you're looking at these people, they're obviously unrighteous. And it looks like they're just prospering. Everything's going well for them. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
man, what's the point in serving God? Look at these evil people. Look what they're, you know. They're blessed.
Right. But Jesus tells us not to even do that.
Exactly.
Right. Because exactly. without him, we're all evil. And if we just stick one pinky off.
Hello. Hello. You just got your reward.
Yeah, exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, it just gave me a great understanding, great perspective on, you know, the purpose for suffering. And there's a purpose for it. You know, it's not it's not necessarily a negative thing.
I tell you what, don't waste your suffering.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you're suffering, you could either get bitter, you can get better, but you can't get both.
Right.
And if you're going to suffer, you know what I'm saying? The first question is, okay, God.
What are you saying? Yeah.
Mm. Because he could use it. I mean, God's not, he's not trying to torture us. He's not trying to, but there's things that we have to learn. There's things that we grow in God through some of the trials that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest things that it does is allows us to find out where our dependency is. Who are we trusting in?
Exactly. It's definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a testing of our faith.
It's
are we
testing.
Really in the faith? Are we just a fair weather believer?
Yeah. Because let me tell you something. When the trials come, talk about, you know, having any roots, when the cares of this world happen, if you don't have it, if your roots are not down deep, you're going to be tossed all over the place. You're going to be ripped to shreds. And it's the trial. It's the trial that you can find God in that trial. Let me tell you something. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than finding God in the midst of a trial.
So much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank God for it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you could be going through something today, and it's the trial of your life. It's you. 6 months ago, a month ago, you could never imagine going through what you're going through today.
Right.
And it's these sobering moments sometimes that happen in our lives that causes us to kind of shake us a little bit and to help us to do that recalibrating, that realigning, refocusing, mm-hmm. and remembering on the things that matter most. You know, who is God? Mm-hmm. What is he to me? And how's my relationship with him right now? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I remember, you know, I look back on my life and it's during those times that I grew the most.
Yeah.
You know, because it's during those times that you're at the cross. You know, you're at the feet of Jesus, you know, and we go through these different trials because God is trying to grow us and strengthen us for the things that are even coming that haven't even hit us yet.
That's right.
You know, these are times of preparation for even the things that we're talking about now.
Right.
You know, we went through what we've gone through to prepare us for what's coming next.
That's right.
Right.
Right. That's very good.
Right.
Yeah. It just builds our strength.
Exactly.
You know, if I can handle this, you know, it's going to give me energy and strength to handle this next thing.
Right.
Absolutely. And once you see God pull you through this trial, believe you me, you'll have faith to believe God will pull you through the next one. Not only will you have faith for yourself, but then now you can become an extension of God's love because now you can go back and you can encourage people and you can minister people and say, let me tell you something. What God did for me, he can surely do for you.
Exactly right.
The word of your testimony.
That's right.
Absolutely. And suffering also allows us to have empathy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing that when you don't go through anything, your level, your two things diminish, your ability to empathize with others, and that's just to go kind of go through and feel what they've been feeling, and your ability to love is greatly diminished. But let me tell you something. Be sick in your body for a little while. Mm-hmm. Be hurting a little while in your body, and you will look at people that are sick in a completely different way. Absolutely. You know, I might have said this before, but, you know, when I was sick with the flu one time, and I was so just terribly ill. I mean, for a long time, I'd hear people say they had the flu, and I thought they were just having a cold. I'm like, what are you all complaining about? It's just a cold.
Yeah, get over it. Just take a pill.
Yeah, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't slow down, you know, I'll keep going sick or whatever, and not probably the wisest thing to do. Not the wisest thing to do, but it's just kind of how I'm wired. And so I'm like, you know, take some cough medicine and let's go. Come on. until I got the flu one day. And I got this flu that hit me so bad. I mean, I was out of work for an entire week. I mean, that's never, ever, ever happened to me. Ever. I just could not get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you that there was no medication. Mm-hmm. There was nothing.
Nothing
that
else.
Listen, when you're sick and you can't shake it,
it's miserable.
And all I could do is just lay in my bed and pray. But sick was one thing. The pain that I felt in my body, the only way I could describe it is if someone turned me over, and I'm laying on my belly, and just beat me with a bat from the top of my back all the way down to the bottom of my feet. It was just excruciating. It hurt me to sit.
Yeah.
And instantly, as I was just praying in pain, it just felt like I had such a compassion came over me for the elderly. And I'm thinking, Lord, how many elderly today? I mean, if I'm sick with the flu, are there any elderly that are going through what I'm going through right now? I'm strong and I'm young and I'm going through this, and I'm whimpering here in pain because the pain was just unreal.
Right.
And I just, all this compassion just started dwelling up for the elderly and their sickness.
That's right.
And so, you know, unless you have been out of work and you can't put food on the table, unless you've been through a trial and you've lost a loved one, you know what I'm saying? Unless you went through something that you never thought you could ever go through. And the thing is that, you know, we talked about this in the first hour. Why does the church have to be persecuted? Why do we have to go through a suffering before we can look up and turn to God?
That's right.
That's the whole thing about having an attitude of gratitude and begin your prayer life, begin your time communing and talking with God. With the first things that you say to him is, listen, after I love you, I thank you. Mm-hmm. And keep going. We've oftentimes, you know, we don't want our prayer life to be a list of, submitting a check rec from God, if you will, a check, mm-hmm. check requisition from God. This is what I need, and you know, can you hook me up, and can you send me that check, and can you? But we want to start off with an attitude of gratitude and just mm-hmm. begin to start thanking Him.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are so incredibly blessed, and it's something that we talk about here often. But listen, we have new VFN Radio listeners joining us every single day. And if you're joining us now, you're joining us in the extra hour. And we've been talking about sufferings and trials and things that we've gone through looking at the life of Job. Mm-hmm. But you know, you were sharing, Pat, that James says that, listen, welcome, you know,
yeah.
look at these trials with joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, welcome these trials as friends, because it's the perfecting of your faith. And if Jesus himself learned obedience from the things he suffered, and the student is not above the master, mm-hmm. we can embrace the same attitude.
To this we were called, right?
To this we were called. I mean, you either find yourself in one of three places. You're either coming out of a trial, either, you know, go in the middle of a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're about to get in one.
You're about to face one. That's where America's at right now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's where we're at.
America thinks that they're suffering, but they're not suffering yet.
Right. I mean, they're suffering for many reasons. You know, like I said before, it could be because of your own foolishness, which is where America's at right now, because we turn our backs on God.
Mm-hmm.
Or because God's obviously wanting to work something out in you that needs to be strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Which end of that are we going to be on, right?
But the level of suffering that is going to come upon this land...
Mm.
Unless there's repentance, it's going to be really great. And what we're talking about here is encouragement for you mm-hmm. to remember that, listen, no matter how big or small that trial may be, remember that you can turn to God. It's never too late to turn to God.
That's right.
If there's nothing you've ever could have done, that God will reject you and turn his back on you. I mean, the enemy may be condemning you because you're in this trial and it was your fault and you did this and now you're going through a situation. It's not just you, but now your family's going through it. And you know, you're feeling awful and he's just condemned. Mm-hmm. Listen, God doesn't want you to stay in guilt and shame. You're not trying to earn your penance. You're not trying to pay off a debt to God. Sometimes the enemy can lie to you and say, well, I'll just stay depressed for 6 months. And then God will forget this sin.
Right.
You don't need to wait no 6 months and, you know, walking around dragging your head and all that type of stuff. You can cry out now and say, God, son of David, have mercy on me.
That's right.
And yesterday we talked about the Pharisee and the tax collector, the self-righteous person that was just, you know, the Pharisee that was talking about all his good deeds.
Right.
But it was actually... the tax collector who stood at a distance, who beat at his chest.
Yeah.
And said, have mercy on me. Mm-hmm. Have mercy on me. Well, my goodness, we can welcome our trials.
As friends.
Mm. God's working on us. Amen. God's working on us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.